Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
About Dion is Dion does Dion, and he does it really, really well. Said this before, if I'm going to go to a clinic, walk up there and I'm going to teach 350 offensive line coaches, I will use Dion stuff, like his hand stuff. Dion does Dion, and Dion does not care. And it's awesome to see. He might be one of my favorite players of all time in the NFL.
Jerry Ostrowski on Dawkins. Quick segment of Deion Dawkins love here. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's on vacation this week. Sal's in. So I was talking there with Jerry O and Joe Marino. We do a twice weekly thing now on YouTube and part of Locked On Bills channel, Bill Squads. We're talking about Dawkins there. And more about that, he says, if you're teaching a coaching clinic, you would teach Deion's hands. But if you want to teach technique to pass block, you would teach Spencer Brown. Basically saying that, well, I'll go to the follow-up question, because it sounds like he says you wouldn't coach offensive linemen to play like Deion. He's that unique to do that. And I made a comparison that it sounded like an all-time great that Jerry would be comfortable comparing him to.
All this kind of sounds like another Buffalo great athlete of all time. You're saying he's one of one. He's so unique. Like, you would never teach your kids to play goal like Dominic Hasek, right? But he did it his way. You're like, he's amazing. You can't do that, basically. Is that kind of what you're saying here?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, Dom was – I used to laugh. I'd go down to the locker room after Sabres games. A lot of us guys from the 90s were big Sabres fans. We used to go to Ault all the time. And I remember one time walking in, and Dom is standing at the door. He's like, Big O, you want to come hit the weights? And he's got his shirt off. He's got no shirt on, and his bottoms are still on, and he's going to go work out. And, I mean, he looked like a 14-year-old kid. I mean, there's just nothing. He's just, you know, he's a slinky. But the thing about this is, if you look at Dominic, and it's great you brought up Dominic Hasek with Dawkins. Still, though, it's the one thing I preach all the time, situational awareness, right? They play the percentages. What did Dominic Hasek do so well? He took half to two-thirds of the net away by flopping on the ground and said, if you're going to beat me, it's going to have to be high, right? And Deion does those same things. It's unorthodox, but he still plays the percentages. He understands situational awareness, and he wins at a high rate. Like I said, man, he's awesome to watch.
Super cool to get like that level of appreciation on Dawkins. I just love watching whenever, whoever it is, if it's the guys at Cover One or if it's Brian Baldinger, when they're digging deep into like, watch what Dawkins does here. Is he like takes an arm and then it's a karate chop across and then that defensive lineman's on the ground.
Yeah.
It's not the traditional kind of thing you see, and it's just it's a testament to his craft and an all-time great Bill. Like, Dawkins is an all-time great Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, he should be on the Wall of Fame, I think. We have this debate a lot. I think he is one of these guys that deserves that. We've talked about Micah or Jordan or guys in the past like Eric Moulds, Reuben Brown. I think Deion is in that conversation for sure, at least. I mean, when I say like he should be, I think at least in the conversation, and I think eventually he will be somebody we all say should be, because yeah. He's got a few more years left still to play in this league. Couple things about this, and we're going to get to the award, which I think is amazing for Deion.
Yeah,
for him to be an advocate to do this, but what you just talked about reminds me, Eric Wood always says about Aaron Cromer. So the reason why Aaron Cromer is so good at what he does, Eric says he's maybe the best offensive line coach he's ever played for. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I know he's up there. Aaron Cromer teaches guys to their own strengths, not, hey, this is what we do. It's, hey, that's what you do. All right, let's lean into that. Let's make sure that you're doing that even better than anybody else. If that's what makes you great, let's do that. He says he'll look at your body type, your hands, your size, and say, this is what fits for you at left tackle, even if someone else it doesn't fit for at left tackle. It's the same position. It's the same blocking scheme. But you don't have to block it the same way because that's not you. And I think listening to Jerry talk about it and everything you said, it's really great symmetry to have a coach like that, like Aaron Cromer, who allows Deion to be Deion. This is what makes him great.
Yep.
I'm not only am I not screwing with it, I'm leaning into it and saying, keep doing what you're doing and let's get even better at it.
Yeah, it's really fascinating to, you know, it's not that people don't necessarily like the offensive line sale. I just feel like there's not as much ability to dig into it in such a way, right? You need someone that could tell you how that works, and whether that's Jerry O breaking down Spencer Brown's pass block and versus Deion Dawkins and the interior and all that. You know, as we get to Dawkins and that award, so Dawkins set out to create a Protector of the Year award in the NFL, basically an award for the best offensive lineman, which is something they have in college football. They have the best offensive lineman in college football. In the NFL, there's MVP, there's, of course, the rushing title. There's
the receiving defensive title, player of the year.
Defensive player of the year.
There's comeback offensive player of the year. Coach of the year.
And there's a lot of again, you could just win the rushing title or the receiving title. But there's nothing for an offensive lineman to win. And
well, here's why, too. Because the defensive lineman, a defensive lineman, can win defensive player of the year. It's not that an offensive lineman's ineligible, but he never would win it.
No, it would never happen.
Like Aaron Donald, I think, has won defensive player of the year, right?
Yep.
I mean, defensive ends win defensive player of the year. Even tackles can do it. It might be a little harder, but they've done it. No offensive lineman has ever and would ever win the offensive player of the year award or even the MVP, obviously.
And that's where Deion, how long did it take him to get this done?
So I remember that. I'll tell you, the background on this is I remember him, it could have been even before that, he had always kind of talked about it a little bit, but I remember right after this season, I think it was the week of the awards ceremony, he was on Colin Cowherd's show, and he's gone on with Cowherd before, and they talked about Josh maybe winning the MVP and awards, and Deion, this is the first that he really, really expressed, hey, we need to have something for us. Like, we need to have an award that highlights and recognizes the best offensive lineman in the game. And I want to be a person that's really moving forward with this. I want to be the guy that does this and brings this because he said, I've talked to the league about it. And we really need to do this. And that was the first I remember kind of hearing about it. Then at the awards show itself, I think there was some stuff that week surrounding it. There's been nothing on it until suddenly yesterday, bam, it happens. You're like, whoa, this is great. Look at Deion Dawkins. So it's funny. College has this. They have the Outland Trophy. The Outland Trophy is literally given to the best offensive lineman. In all, it's in fact interior lineman, I believe. They even do interior, I think, in college football. I think it's what it is. You can look at if that offensive lineman or interior offensive lineman. Outland Trophy.
Yeah, I'll check it. Just two major college football for linemen. The Outland Trophy honors the best interior lineman.
Yes, interior.
The Lombardi Award, the best offensive lineman. Sorry, overall. Most outstanding lineman on offense or defense.
Okay. They have that. Jeremy, here in Buffalo, there is an award called the Trench Trophy. I'm involved with that. And the reason I'm involved with it is my former Cleveland Hill athletic director and defensive coordinator, Carl Curris, founded this award. There has always been the Connolly Cup. Connolly Cup is given to the best player in Western New York. It's like the Heisman. It's always a standout skill player, quarterback, running back, receiver, defensive back, whatever. Years ago, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, I don't remember exactly when it was founded, Carl Curris, who mentored me and a great man, he said, hey, let's have something for the linemen. They created the Trench Trophy. It has become a really big deal here in Western New York to win the Trench Trophy. I think this is awesome that this is happening in the NFL, because I've seen how important this is to people and to the people who play those positions to be recognized, because, hey, they're not getting highlighted all the time, except right. Now you do see him Baldinger and Cover One and those guys do it. To have this award is awesome. And yeah, I've seen that firsthand, what that can mean to people who don't get that recognition and say, hey, I'm being recognized for being someone doing the dirty work.
Yeah, I think fans would support the idea, of course, another trophy out there. How they give it out will be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
How I heard Chopin Bulldog talking about this yesterday, and they were, you know, not kidding, digging into it like we started to dig into the MVP. Could the best offensive lineman block for a quarterback that's not good or finishes 5-12? Could the best offensive lineman in the league be a Saints lineman this year, and would they ever give him the award as Tyler Shuck gets sacked a million times by the other lineman getting beat? It's a tough question how they ultimately give it out. It's probably, I don't know, Sal, will it end up being an MVP of the offensive line where
that's a good question.
The team needs to be good, the offense needs to be good, and your numbers are impressive? You know, could Joe Thomas have ever won it? Maybe. He was thought of as the best offensive lineman almost the entire time he played, and the Browns never won games, but he was always in the Hall of Fame. So how they give this away will be super interesting to figure out. And I don't know, will we track it the same way we track other awards? Possibly.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen a lot of people say that maybe Deion deserves to be the first recipient, which he'd be worthy maybe because he's really great at what he does, and he's the person who brought it there. But, you know, and that'd be great, but I think at least Deion should be a part of the first award. You know, handing it out to somebody, giving it to somebody, being a part of the celebration,
on stage,
ceremony.
Give it to the guy that wins it first.
Yeah.
One thing Dawkins does here, I mean, he's obviously immensely popular among his teammates, in the community, like the stuff he does here. Every time there's a story about him, I routinely refer to him as community asset Deion Dawkins, because he's so great for the community. And now what? The entire offensive lineman world. It was him and Andrew Whitworth that really led this charge to get this award to be created, and now we have it. So a credit to him. You know, he's going to get a lot of handshakes throughout the season because every offensive lineman, aren't they going to be like, that's our guy? Like, he made sure that we're going to get the credit, that somebody out there is going to get the credit that we deserve at this position. So
yeah,
I think it's such a testament to him. And with Hard Knocks coming, by the way, we talked earlier this morning about Hard Knocks. If you want to give us a ring on that at 803-0550. Hard Knocks coming to St. John Fisher. Will they go out and about among town?
See, that's the thing. When you brought up earlier, like, the presentation of it, I remember watching some Hard Knocks in the past where they've done more of that, where they've gone out with the players. They've gone to the local, you know, miniature golf or something and followed them around, and they've gone to the bowling alley with them,
mm-hmm.
movie theater, whatever it is. They've gone to their houses. And then some Hard Knocks, they don't do much of that at all.
Yeah.
They just kind of follow everything on the field. So I'm interested to see how this shapes up. And listen, that's going to be something that the Bills also share in what they are comfortable with or want or don't want.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The way I understand it, it's not like HBO and NFL Films is going to be like, hey, we're going to follow these guys when they go out tonight. Right. No.
That's a negotiation.
That's what do you want to show? What do you not want to show? Because they're going to have to obviously be mic'd up.
Right.
They're going to have to agree to that.
Are they going to go with McDermott to the ice cream place that he likes
a
lot?
Like that might happen.
That seems like a good one.
Yeah, that might happen.
And then can I give you one other place that they could go? This is just... I want you to make a little mark.
Are you going to say the Pittsford Pub when all the media and all of us are there hanging out? And they're
no,
there too?
Okay. I'm not going to say that. But there is something that overlaps with training camp.
Yes.
That is super interesting.
Oh, wait.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
I do not. I was going to guess golf, but it can't be.
Nope. The Killers concert.
Okay.
Canandaigua is August 2nd.
Wow. Okay.
Will the Bills be going to the Killers concert? It's during training camp. It's what, 15 minutes away? Will Hard Knocks be at the Killers? And just, it's top of mind for me. We've got tickets to that show. I know a lot of people that have tickets to that show. I've seen them live a bunch of times. And again, the Killers have become a part of the Bills, you know, presentation at the games. It's a big moment. Whether it's from how the Bills players kind of jumped on that song from the wedding way back when, Dawson Knox's wedding. And,
yep.
You know, it's become, especially this year, became more of a thing than it was in years past. They've been playing it for a couple of years. It really ramped up this year. And I just wonder if that will be a part of Hard Knocks. It's August 2nd. The first episode of Hard Knocks is August 5th, which is a good, I mean, if you the normal timeline sale, that's a good 2 weeks into camp.
Oh, yeah.
That we'll go back and see what has done.
We don't have the official training camp start date, but I know just according to the CBA, doing the math, it should be right around July 24th.
Yeah, last year the first practice was July 24th.
Okay, so July 23rd maybe this year.
Yeah.
Like, because we're a little bit earlier this year with everything on the calendar. I'm thinking about guys and storylines. I would imagine DeMar Hamlin would be something they would highlight at Fisher because of his recovery and what happened in the story and all of that. And I think defensive backs in general, Tre'Davious White, the personality,
yeah,
the return of Tre'Davious White. They drafted Max Harrison. Max Harrison is going to be a personality that they'll probably focus on and lean into a little bit. Cole Bishop fighting for a starting safety job. That's something in his second year. I think that's the case. But speaking of Buffalo Bills defensive backs, how about a former defensive back, okay? I want to read you a quote from former Buffalo Bills defensive back Kyer Elam, who is now on the Dallas Cowboys.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Let me prepare myself. I just saw George Pickens of the Dallas Cowboys say, it's nice to be part of a different culture now.
Oh.
And the thought was he's throwing shots at Pittsburgh.
Sure.
So, all right.
This is very eerily reminiscent of former Sabres players who go
interesting
to other markets.
I thought Elam, right when he left, said nice things like, I'm thankful, it was good, it didn't work out. What do we got now?
He didn't say anything bad, but there's clearly some undertones here.
Okay.
This is courtesy of DallasCowboys.com, the Dallas Cowboys website, picked up by Pro Football Talk, which is where I found it. Quote, I feel like the energy here is something I've never been a part of.
Mm.
I love the enthusiasm. And also, I would just say the energy from the coaching staff, they actually make you feel like they care. And that's something that's very exciting.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm going to roll my eyes at this. Mm. This is a guy that it didn't work out here in Buffalo. He went to another, he got on the field. Things didn't go well when he was out on the field. But I want people to also understand context here. There was a lot of talk about, but when you hear coaching staff and him say that, okay, there was a lot of talk and thoughts about Kyrie Elam not getting along or headbutting with John Butler, who was his position coach.
One of his position coaches. Who did leave last year?
Yes, when he didn't get the defensive coordinator's job. I'm not on bad terms.
Sure.
He said, hey, I wanted that job. I didn't get it. I got to spread my wings. I want to be a DC. He went to Nebraska and became their DC, actually.
But there was a lot of belief that it was Elam and Butler that did not get along.
There was a lot of that was going on. And when you talk to Kyrie Elam about John Butler, you kind of got that sense. When you talk to John Butler about Kyrie Elam, you kind of get that sense. They never say anything bad about each other.
Yeah.
But for Kyrie Elam to come out and say, the energy from the coaching staff, they actually make you feel like they care, and that's something very exciting. I think he's specifically maybe referencing one coach who maybe he didn't see eye to eye with. You're not going to see eye to eye with every coach. But it's a really interesting quote. And then to talk about the energy is something I've never been a part of on the Dallas Cowboys. And maybe that's true because Dallas is known to have lots of circus surrounding it,
and a lot of
energy. I don't know. But it doesn't translate necessarily. What was the story a couple of years ago? There was somebody quoted on the Dallas Cowboys saying, you come here, you're in the weight room doing your job, and they have people walking around looking at you through a glass like you're an attraction.
Like it's a zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting from Elam. It's, like you said, it's why, I mean, we went through this last year with Allen and Diggs and everybody like fine picking through everything that they said, where Allen stopped everybody and said, I didn't mean that. Before you say anything, I didn't say that. He kind of put that to bed. Diggs at one point said, I'm not going to talk bad about my old girlfriend to make my new girlfriend feel better. Like, they were savvy enough to know that those things can be interpreted a certain way. And, you know, maybe Elam is whatever. Interesting.
Good for Elam if he has a fresh start and it's able to go better for him.
Right.
It wasn't happening here. And it was a missed draft pick. There's no doubt. Yeah. I mean, they took a draft pick that wound up being a bust first rounder.
Yep.
And they moved on from him, and they took another first rounder this year. And for whatever reason that is, whether it's him and the coach not seeing eye to eye, his skill set not fitting in what they're doing, it didn't work out. He's in Dallas. Maybe he has a resurrection.
Sean in Niagara Falls is up. Hey, Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
Good, you're on.
Good, thanks.
So I was just wondering what you guys feel about the James Cook situation and about if he performs something similar than last year, is he worth the $15 million that he's asking for?
I don't know about 15. I probably don't think 15 is right. This is going to be an interesting one for me. Like I said yesterday, I hope the Bills do re-sign Cook, and I think that they would re-sign him, but everybody's got a number. You know, Sal, like, you know how this works. With Tremaine Edmonds, he left because he got a big, big bag.
Yep.
Was there a number they would have brought him back at? I think yes.
Sure.
Gabe Davis left. Was there a number that maybe? I think yes. And with Cook, we might get the same thing. What happened in both those scenarios is it got to the final line, and they let that player walk out and see what the market was. Like, if you can get more, more power to you. But they probably will have an offer to Cook. So one thing I want to be a little bit wary of is not assuming that if he doesn't sign, that they will never sign a second contract for a running back or don't value it. I don't want to assume that because maybe he gets 14 on the open market and they would have gone to 10. But when he goes and gets the 14, we kind of look at it and say, like, well, they weren't going to pay him. I'd be comfortable paying him 10, 11 if he continues to show the explosive ability, because that's the hardest thing to replace. And that's a very important part of the offense, the way that it's built. Their explosive plays coming from their top running back, to me, is of great value, and I do think they should bring him back.
Your point is the right one, and I want to make this clear, and I've said this many times, but people need to understand. The Bills are not unique. Every team kind of operates this way. I'm sure some teams kind of have a moving target in some ways. The way it works is the Bills have their own value on a player. That's their value. This is what we value at. This is what we are willing to pay you. And then the player has what they think they're worth. It's not, hey, what do you think you're worth? Let's go and kind of see. Like, it doesn't really work that way. It's, this is what we think your value is. We've done the research. We've done the data. Maybe you can adjust a little bit here or there. It's not going to be wild. It's not going to be a wild adjustment. It's just not.
Yeah.
So if the Bills sign James Cook to a $15 million a year contract, Sean, that means that they feel that's his value. That's what he's worth. If he signs somewhere else for that, To me, it means the Bills just didn't feel he was worth that, because there is a difference between we don't think you're worth that money or we don't like you. They love James Cook. They want James Cook here.
Yep.
That doesn't mean they're going to spend $5 million more a year, let's say, for what they think his value is. They're going to put a value on him, and that's where it's going to go.
And sometimes that value might be a little too high. They've overpaid some of their players. Not too many, but maybe Dawson Knox's value was a little on the high side, but they do value him. And, Gabe Davis was another guy that they loved, but got to the open market, and it became a, we can't justify paying that to you.
So, somebody tweeted at me maybe in the last offseason or just several months ago and said, you said that you were wrong about Gabe Davis. And I said, what do you mean? So I think this is two different points here. He said, you said he would get paid and the Bills love him. Well, guess what? He's on another team. I said, no, those two things are correct.
Yeah, that happened, yeah.
The Bills did love him. I always said he would get paid, but the Bills love him. It doesn't mean they're going to pay him. Someone's going to pay him. That's going to happen with James Cook. It could be the Bills. Someone's going to pay James Cook. But if it's far drastic what his value to him is versus what the Bills are, it won't be the Bills eventually.
803-0550. Thanks, Sean, for the phone call. Our number. Chris Emma on the Bears at 9 o'clock on the Bears. And also Hard Knocks. I mean, the Bears have recently been featured on Hard Knocks. What can a team expect? Whether it's distractions or whatever, the Bills are going to be on Hard Knocks. We learned that yesterday. Also, when we get back, I want to keep pushing back on a narrative that's starting to be crafted about what happened to Roger Goodell yesterday and the tush push. We'll get to that. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.